Omalia Yeshitela is the chair of the African People's Socialist Party. Yeshitela was one of several people who offered alternatives to the Wall Street bailout, saying that financial resources should go directly to the people.
There are thousands and millions of people who are opposed to this looting of the public coffers by the corporations and their handmaidens, the politicians who are in power, both Republicans and Democrats, both McCain and Obama, apparently, but involved in this process. And so what we want to do is offer the millions of people who oppose this looting of the public coffers an opportunity to express the outrage in a public way, in the form of a demonstration, peaceful demonstration and rally.
Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz has argued that the $3 trillion war on Iraq has contributed to the Wall Street collapse and to its demand for a bailout. Chris Ernesto from St. Pete for Peace pointed out that the destabilizing effect of the American empire throughout the world is contributing to the country's financial crisis.
Yesterday, AFRICOM opened up. We've been in Bolivia supporting coups. We are in Somalia supporting the Ethiopian government against the native people there. We are in, we've been in Haiti for coups. We are in Pakistan this week bombing them. We are spending so much money on military. According to our budget, it's simply $750 billion, but we know it's more than that. We're destroying things. We're not building things. We're creating enemies, and we're creating massive amounts of debt that we will never be able to pay off, and this bailout will just add to that.
Ernesto said that rather than giving free money to corporations, Americans would be better served with free health care and free education. Penny Hess with the African People's Solidarity Committee opposes bailing out the same people who endangered the entire world economy and said that if the U.S. government is serious about reinflating the economy, then it has to put money into jobs, infrastructure, and aid to homeowners.
Wall Street bankers who are supposedly getting bailed out are thieves, they're criminals, they need to be on trial. Not having a bailout. They are responsible for the subprime mortgages, for creating a situation that targeted African, Latino, and low-income communities. And now we have people by the millions who have lost their homes, who have had to go to foreclosure, and these guys reinvested those mortgages and made billions and trillions of dollars.
A press conference to announce Saturday's march and rally opposing the bailout was held Thursday in front of the Bank of America building on Central Avenue in downtown St. Petersburg. Reverend Bruce Wright with Refuge Ministries said that opposing the bailout is an economic issue and a moral issue of exploitation of the working and the poor. Wright called on the money to be used instead on public works programs, health care, and education.
I'm appalled at the fact that we would allow the criminal behavior of Wall Street to be bailed out at the expense of working and poor people in this country. Working and poor people have consistently been the ones who have been exploited by the banking system on Wall Street, including this very bank behind us, Bank of America, who was involved in subprime lending. The consolidation of banks is going to hurt more and more average working people as the government continues to bail out. This is just the beginning. We know that this is going to lead to trillions of dollars of bailout, and it's going to have ripple effects all over the world.
A spokesperson from Bank of America was not immediately available. Other sponsors of the march on City Hall include the Sarasota Green Party, the Poor People's Campaign, and the local chapters of Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty and Progressive Democrats of America. Speakers at the press conference encouraged citizens to keep the pressure on their representatives in Congress because, Omalia Yeshitela said, the mobilization against the bailout by the American people enabled many of them to vote against it. WMNF asked Yeshitela if Saturday's march on City Hall would still be necessary if the House approves the bailout on Friday.
Should this bailout occur before Saturday, the need is even greater then to have this mobilization and to have the people give the people an opportunity to speak for themselves, since their representatives will not do that.
The march begins at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday in Williams Park in St. Petersburg, located at 1st Avenue North and 4th Street. You can learn more by calling 727-821-6620. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.